it becomes, well, it seems to kind of, it's sort of evolved actually a little bit from this original document. It kind of goes through from agriculture to looking at industrialization. We've visited like palm oil plantations and refineries. And then it looks at consumerism and the kind of cathedral of the shopping mall. And then it looks at waste. We've been visited lots of these kind of recycling centres. And then it looks at kind of identity through food. And along this journey, we gather a lot of interviews. So there's a sort of collage of different interviews that weave the piece together. And then it goes into looking at kind of economics. This piece has kind of evolved more into this kind of analogy between the internet and the city, and really, I guess, some of the kind of issues to do with freedom of speech in Malaysia and publishing and censorship and things like that. So it went into production in April. We took this little, it's a kind of coat hook that a friend of mine designed with us as a little kind of mascot on our journey. The arrow that came with us. And we travelled to Kelantan to film traditional wine kulit. We also visited Orang Asli villages, I think near, I'm not sure what it's called actually, but it's an amazing anthropologist called Colin, who's been working with the local people there. And then we travelled across to Terengganu, down that coast, and really kind of along the way looking at kind of different rituals, some of them religious. This was a Hindu wedding we went to. So kind of just, you know, daily routine rituals of shopping and comparing kind of, this is the big market in Kota Baru, to kind of, you know, the kind of end of that kind of cycle or process of like these big rubbish recycling centres. And along the way gathering kind of interviews and portraits of different people, and eating lots of food and documenting that and making that part of the piece as well. We gained access to some amazing locations. This is at the North Port in Klang, filming the kind of shipping containers. And then, you know, various places around KL, housing estates. And we worked with some amazing people. This is Fozzy Youssef, who's in the audience, who came on a lot of the shoots. Another great artist, Fariz Moshe Fixo from KL, he worked on it. Tim, who unfortunately can't be here because he's actually setting up the show for Wednesday at the moment, who worked on the whole project with me as a collaborating artist and has directed the music, which we recorded in a series of sessions in the Sunway Studios with Rhythm in Bronze, Gamelan Orchestra, and amazing hands percussion Chinese drumming group. And we've had amazing technical help and by Hardesh Singh from Sugar Studios. So it's really been a hugely massive project for us and really demanding schedule. And we'd really love to thank all the people who helped make it happen, the different producers, and especially Gray from British Council, who absolutely, the project wouldn't have happened without him. So yeah, we're in the kind of end of our sort of post-production phase. This is a kind of interesting trying to do these projects over kind of a long distance, because we're kind of constantly trying to communicate how the project will come together. This is just a little diagram of how the different parts of the show would come together as a piece. So there's a website if anyone's interested. We're sort of releasing video interviews. We're using sort of SoundCloud, Flickr, Vimeo as our sort of platforms, and we're sort of posting them on a website. And as the project develops, we're going to release a lot of material under Creative Commons. So we're really hoping people are going to get involved in the project, they're going to remix the work, and we're hoping to sort of, you know, this Super Everything idea will hopefully travel to other countries and other cultures and really make a portrait of human culture, not just Malaysian culture. But I guess you might have seen this already in the trailer.
Memory, history,